Good morning, brothers and sisters. Belated happy Thanksgiving. During these seasons, we have a lot of things to thank for. Something that may be very good, something may be very sad, but even for sad things, something we think that's not so good, we also need to give thanks for, because ultimately it's actually for the good of every believer of Christ. So today's topic is trial and temptation. James 1, chapter 1, 1:18. Could I ask you to read that together? Let's go. James. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without asking at all, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and no doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. The man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. In his high position, but the one who is rich to take pride, because he will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. If blossoms falls, its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away even while he goes after his business. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, he gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives back to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of all created. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for getting us together to worship you. We give you thanks for what you have done to us through the year. And today we speak, studied the book of James, the first chapter on trial and temptation. May your Holy Spirit speak to our hearts. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Are you facing a trial right now? Are you facing adversity? I think somehow in your life, you must have faced some kind of trials on temptations, tests. Everybody will go through the same situations at different times. Here, James, using the passage of James, he teaches us how to face trial and temptation. Lately, I heard some news about a former couple from our fellowship. They graduated from a student fellowship, and they both work in the Silicon Valley. Palo Alto. The wife very soon got lung cancer. And then she was cured, having gone through a lot of operations and procedures. After a while, several years, she got another cancer. It's a brain cancer. She went through another serious processes. Procedures. And then her husband got a lung cancer. And back in, I think, early this year, we went to Taiwan to visit the couple. And they are very faithful couples. They worship in the church, they serve in the church. And so the husband was just recovering from the procedures. And July, I saw the husband again in Hong Kong, and they're getting ready to go to India to do short-term mission. And sure enough, I think last month or so ago, I received a piece of news from the husband. He said, on the day when we are departing to India for our short-term mission, my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. Two people, four cancers. How can you stand that? That is life. You can see that whether you're young or old, you're not exempted. Everyone will go through some kind of big or small trials and temptations. But you need to understand God exists. And all these things happen because it's for your goodness. So we need to learn from James how we face this kind of situation when it arises. Here, let's read that together. First verse, James 1:1. Let's go. James. James, who is James, is a half-brother of Jesus Christ. He's a servant. Instead of claiming that he's brother of Jesus Christ, said, I'm the servant of God. The servant of Jesus Christ. I'm writing this letter to you. To what? To the 12 tribes, the Jews. All around the world, around the nations. Because you know that Jews, especially Jewish Christians at that time, were under severe persecution. Under a lot of trials and temptations, especially trials. So James wrote this letter to encourage them. So let's see how James encouraged his fellow brothers, Jewish Christians. To analyze this passage, I divide in five major points. The first one is trial and temptation. The second one is purpose of trial. The third one is victory of trial, source of temptations, and then ultimately the first fruits. First, we need to understand these are two different things, trial and temptations. Roughly speaking, how do you divide this? How do you differentiate between the two? First, we can talk about source. Second, you can talk about the purpose. The source of a trial can be said to be from God. The source of temptation is from Satan himself. The purpose of trial is to sanctify us so that over this difficult time you can be refined, getting better and better in terms of being in Christ's image. But the purpose of temptation is to let you decline, be separate from God. So you first understand the two different types. Then we go into details. So let's talk about trial first, the purpose of trial. Could I ask the sister to read that for us? Sister, please read. You can see that. You need to endure, persevere, so that you can mature and complete. So you can see that this proof of his trial is to let you mature and be complete, more and more in Christ's image. But in this process, two things. Your attitude and your action. What's your attitude? Be joyful. Rejoice. James said, rejoice, pure joy. And then persevere. So two things ask for you when you're facing trial. First, your attitude. Be joyful. Don't complain. Because you know that God does exist. That he allows this to happen exactly for your ultimate good. So be joyful. Even if it's tough, it's painful, try to smile. It's tough. But that tests your faith. In this situation, what you do? You should persevere. Carry on. Don't give up. Don't give up your faith. Don't give up your perseverance. Go on. I mentioned about my sister couple. On the day when she and her husband was going on these short-term missions to India, the doctor sent them a message, your wife has breast cancer. What do you say? Cancel the trip? No. We'll go on. Let's finish the trip. When we come back, I'll go through the procedures again. When I talked to the husband, he said, I think God will take care of us. We've got through many processes already. We know that God loves us. We persevere. We'll not give up our task to go on these short-term missions where there are a lot of idolatry, a lot of things going on. We got to go. Satan cannot stop us. We got to go. We'll come back and we'll do the procedures afterwards. Joyful and perseverance. It's not easy. Especially you're not talking about a small trial. Big trial. 2 people, 4 cancers. It's very hard to persevere. In this case, what does James say? Okay, you can ask for 2 things. In this process, you can ask for 2 things. Let's ask the brothers to read that for us. Brothers, please. If any of you lacks when you are facing trial, it's very tough. In this case, you got to have 2 weapons. You have to ask help from God. 2 things. What are 2 things? Wisdom and faith. The 2 things you have to pray, keep praying in this very tough time is to ask for wisdom. Because you need to have wisdom. You have to get wisdom from heaven, not wisdom from earth. A lot of people, when they are facing trial, they'll just get earthly wisdom. They try to solve the problem by their own means. They use whatever means to get out of the pit. Sometimes violating the teaching of God. And they fall. So it's very important. You got to pray for the right kind of wisdom to deal with this situation. Have faith. And use God's way. It doesn't mean that you sit there doing nothing. You still need to go to healing process. You go to see the doctor. But you got to use the right way. Don't use Satan's way. Get wisdom. And also have faith. He said that God will be not letting me alone. He's with me all the time. Although I don't feel it. He's always with me. Give me faith. Help my little faith. So when you're facing trial, you need to ask for faith. I remember when I graduated from my doctoral program at Texas Austin. During the last year of my study, I have hay fever. My dissertation was tough to finish. I was looking for a job and getting nowhere. All 3 things are hitting me at the same time. And it's a very tough time for half a year. I really have a very tough time. The hay fever, my eyes get really itchy, a headache. There's no job. After graduation, it's what? Getting unemployed. That means I don't have a citizenship anymore. And then, all these things hit me at the same time. I was very scared. So when I pray, I said, God, I'm a man of little faith. Help my little faith. You can even pray for that. You can admit it. I have little faith. Help my little faith. You understand me? I'm a man of little faith. Help. Even that, you can pray for that. Don't stop praying. Pray that I'm weak, but you are strong. Help me. Because you know that this is for all of my good. I just don't feel it, but I know that it must be good for me. Just let me know why it make me good. Help me go through this process to reap this first fruit that you plan for me. So that's the first thing, the child, just like the butterfly. You got to be, the caterpillar has to go into the crystals and become butterfly. The second thing we talk about is temptation. As we talk about, the trial is from God and is for sanctification. The other source of tears is actually from Satan himself. And he himself, his purpose is to drag you down, to be away from God so you can decline. You fail. But ultimately, it's also from God, indirect from God. Because if God does not allow that, it will not happen to you. But also, ultimately, it's for your good. God allows you to happen to you. It's for you. Even temptation, when it comes to you, it's for your good. It's just that the direct source is not from God. It's from Satan. God allows that. So let's read together, 12 to 15. Let's go. Blessed is the man. God tells us, don't confuse trial with temptation. I don't tempt you. Don't take that. Don't say that it tempts you. I don't tempt. I cannot be tempted. I won't tempt anybody. So be careful. So what's the nature of temptation? You can see this is actually a logical sequence here. First, you have desire. You have got some evil desire in yourself. And then what? Satan tempted you come in and try to give you one way to satisfy desire in a way that's deviant from God. And if you, just like marriage, you marry Satan, then what? You conceive. And what conceive give birth to what? A baby called sin. And what happened? Then you decline. You have spiritual death. Very simple, the logic. God said, don't say that I tempt you. It's Satan who tempts you. It's actually sourced from you yourself. There's inner desire, and then Satan comes through to get your way. That's divine from my way. And if you follow him, it's just like you marry him. Then you give birth to a child con sin. And that sin will just pull you down and be away from me. You have spiritual death. I wrote a book on discipleship. In this book, we mentioned about actually the trick of trade is very simple. If you want to understand how the Satan tried to trick you, very simple. 3 D's. What are 3 D's? Do you want to know what the 3 D's refer to? Very simple trick. If you know that, it's easier for you to detect the tricks of Satan. What are 3 D's? Let me show you. Desire, delusion, and decline. First, Satan understands what you desire. And then, you try to find a way to help you achieve the desire, satisfy desire. But that's not the way, the true way, because Satan doesn't create. He just creates illusion. It gives you delusion to achieve your desires through the ways. Actually, it's not the right way. And if you do that, you'll be seen. You'll be sinful, and then you decline. So that's a little trick. So next time when you look at the temptation, first, understand your own desires. And also understand what Satan tried to give you a little tricks to fool you and try to set up a desire in a way that's ungodly way. And you do that, you follow that, you sin, and you get departed from God. What are 3 little desires? Also very simple. What are desires? I'm a teacher. My job is to make things simpler for you. So that you can memorize easily. 3 D's and 3 S's. What are common desires of human beings? Now, desires by itself is nothing wrong. They are motivator. You motivate to do things, right? But when you have desires so strong, they deviate from God, that can become a problem. So let me tell you, watch out for 3 desires inside you. 3 S's. I got 3 D's and 3 S's. Easy to understand. What are the 3 S's, Dr. Kwok? Guess what the 3 S's are? First, sex. S-E-X. Your bodily desire, especially for men, very tempting. Pornography, adultery. You want to eat too much food. It's totally to your body. Thanksgiving, a lot of turkey, too much. You ate so much that you have to lie in bed. You get sick. Lazy, you don't want to rest. You don't wake up. I don't want to do any homework. I just want to play game. Or watch TV. All this is your desire of your body. I can use sex to represent, especially it's a very strong desire. The second one, what's the second S? Silver. Silver, money. You got the money to do shopping, right? A lot of shopping, right? So you can see a lot of things that really shine in front of you all the time. It gets your attention to grab these things. We call it Thanksgiving. Wednesday night, Thursday whole day, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Your all attention just grab this. We always want to have more and more and more. Silver, money, material possession. What's the last S? Yourself. Your ego. Your pride. It's not what I said. It's by Bible. John 1 John 2:15. Let's put that together. For everything in the world, from the world, you can see the Satan tried to test us in two, three things. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. And also what? The pride of life. So, to help you remember, three S. Desire, delusions, and also self. All right, let's see how God tried to, Satan tried to tempt Eve. Let's read that together. You will not certainly. Can you see the three D's? The desire. What's the desire? The fruit. Good for food. Easy. Good to eating. Fresh. What is what? Pleasing to the eye. Looks good. The eye. And then what? Gaining wisdom. I am God. The pride. All three are all here. Actually, it's very simple. That's why it's very simple. It just boils down to three things. So next time when you look at this, always remember these three things. Your weaknesses. Sex, silver, and self. And Satan comes and says, okay, God said you die? He said, no, not certainly. Really? He's not God. He cannot change things. But he can create illusion. You will not necessarily die. And when she failed, what happened? She also asked her husband to eat. And they feel that they need it. Shameless. They sin. And they get separate from God. And that's the beginning of human decline. So, let's see how God help us try to survive and persevere under trial and temptation. Let's read that together. Blessed is the man. Even in temptation, you have sweet. You also want, you will know that this is actually ultimate for your good. It's for what? The crown of life. You're going to receive the crown of life. If you survive this test, whether it's trial and temptation, you receive the crown of life. So persevere, even in temptation. Let's look at Jesus Christ himself. Was Jesus Christ also tempted? Yes, in the wilderness. But he was very hungry, he was fasting and praying, and then Satan understand his desire. What's desire? Hunger. I'm hungry. Fresh. And then see what said, you want to be king? I'll give you to him, just kneel down for me. It's pride. He said, look at all this world. It will be all yours. What? Silver. But how did Jesus succeed in defeating this temptation? Let's read that together. Jesus answered him. It was. So how do you survive in temptation? Two things. First, you need to understand what's the good way or what's the bad way. And then you hold on to the good way. Satan said, okay, you worship me and I'll give it to you. And what God said? Jesus said, no, because the book said, okay, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. So Christians, you got to be very good at your Bible. Because you'll be facing trial and temptation all through your life. And Satan is going to use a lot of illusion to fool you. The only way to create delusion is what? The truth. The biblical principle. And you got to know that. Otherwise, how do you know how on? So you have to study Bible, practice the Bible, verse and verse. And when things come, you think, oh, that verse will come to you. And you hold on to that. You said, no matter what, I will not do your way. I will do only God's way. Even if it means that it's suffering. I have to persevere. I have to hold on. You know that. Satan cannot tempt you forever. After a while, he failed. He left. And what happened? The angel came. When you persevere, you experience God. He will not let you alone. He just lets you have this process. That process has to go. When the process finishes, something good will happen to you. The angel will come and care for you. I know that some of us right now are facing big or small trials. It's not easy. Some of my students are still looking for a job for a long time. Very tough. We can just keep praying for them. So just to summarize, the two kinds, trial and temptation. Earlier we talked about two things, source and purpose, from God, from Satan, sanctification, and decline. Let me add two more things that I suppose. First, the situation. Trial uses from adverse situation. Temptation actually is when what? It's very smooth. You're having a good time. The third one, the fourth one is that, usually tries from outside, external pressure, oppression, while temptation from your inner desire. So when you're a trial, it's very clear. It's suffering, so you have to hold on to God. But the more difficult task is actually temptation because you're feeling good right now. A lot of people fall when they're having good time. And that is when Satan will come. They can coexist. Just remember when David, King David, when he was chasing after by King Saul, what happened? He was under a lot of trials, right? And when he went to trials, he just held on to God. And with God, he sanctified. He got close in God. He loved God. But when did David commit the biggest sin of his life? It's when he has good time. He was resting in Jerusalem. When his soldiers fighting in the battle, he was just resting. His life, lazy bum, just sleep until the sun fall. And then he came down and see the beautiful woman. Desire. Self. All these are there already. No new tricks. All reset 3D, 3S. Remember the 3Ds? Remember? Which 3Ds? Desire, delusion, and decline. What are the 3 S? Sex, silver, and self. All are there. So next time, watch out for this. And especially when you are in a smooth time, when you're good time, watch out. It's usually time when you feel satisfied. It's time when you to go further decline. You're most vulnerable, not when you are sick, not when you're weak. Because when you're weak, you know that you're weak. You have to hold on some help, right? But you feel that you're okay. I'm having a good time. You better watch out. Now, these two things can coexist. Because of time, I have to skip that. The final point I want to make is that don't swing between the two. Do I lose? Okay. A lot of times, these two things go together. I have an example because of the cadet. Sometimes, both trial and temptation appear together. Okay. I don't want to give a long illustration about that because of time. But I see that a lot of brothers and sisters always swing between the pendulum of trial, temptation, and they do not grow. And that is in the Old Testament. During the Judges, what happened? In the Judges, the Israelites obey God. They start doing idol worship. They did not do God's ways. What happened? God allows the foreign tribes to come and invade them. Then they cry, God help us, help us. That's trial, right? And then God tell the judge to help them. What happened? I say, I'm good. I'm okay now. Then what happened? Temptation again. Idolatry, all these things together, right? And then they say, that God sent another tribe to come and invade him. They say, oh God, sorry. Okay. It's a never-ending cycle. It's just like pendulum is swinging from one side to another, and they never grow. They do not get the benefits of this. They just wander in the same circle. I can see in our church also the same. Brothers and sisters. Good time, they don't show up. When they have hard time, they come to church. They even come to the prayer meeting. And the promise when they solve, they disappear. They go their way again. And what happened? When things get tough, they come back to church. Again and again. It really saddens you because you know that you're not changed. You're not crying for them. It's just that you know that there are a lot of sufferings that are necessary. And during this process, you suffer for nothing because you just step in the same place again and again. You just swing again in the same thing, getting nowhere. When you suffer from test and temptation, you got to get some benefit from that, right? Otherwise, you suffer for nothing. Because God allowed this to do what? It's for your first fruits. The crown of life we talk about. Let's end it with James 1, 16 to 18. Let's do it together. Don't be deceived. God is loving Father. He actually have all this intended for our good is to bear the first fruits. But you got to use God's way. You got to have wisdom and perseverance. Whether in terms of task, trial, or temptation. It's for your own good. 2 years ago, I was invited back to my university, Texas Austin, where I got my doctoral degree, where I suffered a lot. I thank God for giving this opportunity because not only do I serve in the church, I lead evangelism there. While not serving, I especially asked the brother to drop me off at my old house where I lived. Between the house to the school is about 20-30 minutes walk. About 20 minutes. So what happened? I start looking at the house and pray. And then I walk slowly. Just walk the usual way I've been walking many times during that time. On the way, I just keep praying, meditating, and reflecting. And all the way back to the business school, where I suffer a lot. In the library, I suffer a lot, but I struggle with the dissertation. Hay fever. But looking back, is all beauty. Through this tough time, God trained my character. So I can do what? I can do only thanksgiving. Giving thanks for the trial and temptation. Let's bow our heads and pray. Thank you, God, for getting us this wonderful morning to worship together, especially after Thanksgiving. We thank you for a lot of things that happened in our life. You love us, you allow the tears to come as well as in terms of trial and temptation, is so that we can bear the first fruit. Give us faith and wisdom. Let us persevere. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.